The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
The Fan Small Business Spotlight, sponsored by Piedmont Bank, the bank for local businesses.
This is the Small Business Spotlight. My name is Tug Cowart, and joining me today from the Georgia Hemp Company, the managing partner, Ryan Dills joins us. Walk us through exactly what Georgia Hemp Company is and does, because I think there's a lot of misinformation out there about CBD and CBD companies. Ryan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
Man, I could not be better, and I appreciate you taking the time with us. What is it that you feel like that people need to know about Georgia Hemp Company that maybe that gets misconstrued?
Well, the whole industry, right, like you mentioned, is just there's a lot of stigmas out there. But we're, just a CBD hemp company. We want to provide high-quality products and really just create more access for people and education. That's really our main focus. I like to say, as does Joe, my partner, we don't sell CBD. We have it for sale. And those are two different things, right? We want it to be a two-way street. We want it to be a relationship as people kind of address their own health and their own health needs and try to have more of a more holistic, practical approach to, their well-being and as they move along in their lives.
Georgia Hemp Company, you guys champion whole body health for your customers, but also their pets. You champion better days with CBD and Delta 8, which helps manage stress, pain, and anxiety and whole body health. How does that happen? How does it work? How does CBD do that?
Yeah, so, we have a system in our body, the endocannabinoid system, just like we have a lot of different systems, and it just really focuses on helping all your other systems work more efficiently, kind of like an internal thermostat, right? So if you're out of balance or you have any health imbalances, which we all do, due to daily stresses in our diet and, our relationships or whatever you have it, whatever you want to call it. So CBD helps feed the system that helps regulate your body and keeps it in balance. So whether it's basic inflammation, which is really the source of most, imbalances we deal with, or just daily stresses or just some type of unease that we're dealing with, where your serotonin levels get out of balance or whatever it is, anxiety, like you mentioned, these products help feed the system that help regulate that, so you feel better. So some people, they sleep better, or they have less pain. They prevent these issues instead of trying to band-aid it down the road with something over the counter. So again, it's really more about kind of education, like we've mentioned before, and just having access to products that actually have in them what the label says, which is kind of an issue in this industry as well.
So help people understand who may not know the difference in CBD and the products that Georgia Hemp Company sells, and then like marijuana that is sold, sometimes in some states legally, but not in the state of Georgia.
Right. Yeah. So the main difference when you start talking about hemp and cannabis is really that THC factor, like you were talking about. And THC is the psychoactive compound in the plant. So hemp is really just the plant that has, when it has less THC in it, it has less than 0.3% as the federal guideline. So when it goes above 0.3%, then it's considered cannabis or marijuana. So CBD does not have CBD products. Does not have that psychoactive compound, and CBD is very powerful anti-inflammatory. So, full spectrum products do have a little bit of THC and other compounds, but not enough to impair you or affect you. So that's really the main difference. So our company, we really focus on the quality and that. And again, going back to what I mentioned before, the label actually being accurate with what's in the product and having the lab reports to support that, and working with partners that have that same standard of quality and excellence. So we're really big on that to make sure, there's full transparency and that people understand not only what CBD is, but why they're taking it, and that they're actually taking what they think they're taking. And that sounds like a simple thing, right? When you buy a can of Coke or a candy bar, you just assume it has in it what the label says, but there's an FDA, right, that regulates that. Well, we don't really have that regulation. We have to kind of self-regulate at the moment, and we do that as if we do have a FDA. So I think that's very important. A lot of consumers just assume everything is what it is, what they expect it to be, but that's not the case, out in the marketplace, as we've all dealt with that before. So our difference is we focus on customer service, we focus on education, we focus on access, and we focus on label accuracy, and then let the marketplace, you know, dictate what they want and what they need, and we try to provide that the best we can.
So how do people ingest CBD? Because there's a bunch of different ways, and I think probably people don't know that that's the case.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. It's funny, my business partner Joe always likes to say, it's like Mexican food, you know, you can get it as a taco, a burrito, or quesadilla, whatever you like. But, you know, it's kind of what suits people. But the most common way is as a tincture, as an oil. So, you know, you ingest it orally. It can be an oil. It could be a soft gel, a capsule, a tablet, a gummy, you know, anything you can ingest. But also there's topicals, right? So they go through the skin and they kind of help with inflammation from the outside in. You have suppositories. You have, you know, a lot of different things that a lot of people wouldn't be thinking about from a CBD standpoint, but depends what you're trying to address. So, yeah, we have a lot of different products that kind of satisfy all that from, you know, even massage oil, bath bombs. So really topically, but the most common way would be ingesting it just like you would a vitamin. And some people like the oil, we've learned, which makes sense, that they already take so many different, let's say, pills, you know, whether it's vitamins or medications, so they just want, you know, do something different and have the tincture, which gives you also healthy fats because it's in an oil form. So yeah, there's so many different ways. It kind of depends what your needs are and what your preferences are.
And quickly, before we wrap up here, but people who love their pets, and most Americans do, sure. CBD is actually good for pets too.
Yeah, it's funny. That's kind of how a lot of people come to know of CBD, because they've done it as a last-ditch resort to kind of help their pet who, you know, the vet said, maybe, you know, there's nothing we can do. But really, if you think about a pet, they can't communicate to you exactly how they're feeling. And a lot of times as they get older, they don't move around as well, so they have inflammation. So you take away that inflammation, then they start running around, they start eating more, they start feeling like a puppy or a kitten again. And it's not because it's a miracle drug. It's just an anti-inflammatory. It helps your system achieve balance. And pets have a simpler system. They're not dealing with Facebook and other stresses that we deal with, or money problems. So a lot of times it's something simple as just inflammation or just some, you know, maybe some stomach issues, and CBD helps address all of those things. And so, yeah, pets are a big customer base of ours. And there's a lot of great, you know, studies out there and a lot of good testimonials to support that.
Final question. What is the difference between Delta 8 and CBD?
So Delta 8 is a form of THC. It's a compound that comes out of the plant. It's just in small levels, so they've never addressed it from a regulation standpoint. Regular THC that we know, that we grew up with, you know, marijuana, like you referred to before, is actually called Delta 9 THC. So Delta 8, you know, you can look at it as a little bit of a loophole through the system, but it's really just a different form of THC. It has to do more with your body aches and pains. It kind of hits the receptors in your body. It does a lot of great things. It can impair you a little bit. It will trigger a test if you are, you know, being tested for THC. It is a form of THC, just not the traditional form that we grew up with.
Talking with Ryan from Georgia Hemp Company, and if you want to put a priority on your daily health with CBD and Delta 8 products that can support your physical and mental health goals, Georgia Hemp Company has the finest products along with knowledgeable staff to help you make healthier decisions in-store or online. Champion your daily health today at the Georgia Hemp Company, Indicator, Sandy Springs, and Woodstock, or online at thegeorgiahempcompany.com. That's thegeorgiahempcompany.com. Ryan, thanks so much, man. Appreciate all the insight.
Thanks, Doug. Have a great day.
You too, bud.
Want your company to be featured on the Fan Small Business Spotlight? Just email us at smallbusiness@680thefan.com.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats.
Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.